98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size with Cooper and Luke.
Darkness.
Hello?
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 Oh, I can't see.
Hey, there you are.
Hi.
Why did I turn off the lights?
I've no idea. You left the aircon on at least because it's roasting in here.
I know why I did. Because I saw a spooky movie yesterday. Pet Sematary.
Can't talk about it. I'm still scarred from the original.
Yes, I never seen the original. What was it like?
If I'm thinking of the same one where there was a boy floating outside the window because he was dead and that image has not left me. And Stephen King is the only horror master who's left scars in my think box. Pet Sematary and what was the other one? The Mist?
Is, yeah, the Mist.
The very last scene. I'm like, dude, please.
Okay, lots to take in there. The remake is probably better than the original in terms of it being scarier because the original is kind of crap looking. Like it's like the original It was like really stupid but also scary but also stupid.
And also, then the new wasn't one. The movie, it was a TV series.
Very good, yeah. Very good. But this one's stupid. It's just really there's a cat in it a lot and. Yeah, it's stupid, but it's a good ending. I like the ending because it's not a typical horror ending, and I was happy with that. But unfortunately, everybody in the audience that were watching the scary movie were laughing.
They thought it was hilarious.
They thought so much was funny, so that happened.
I can't remember what the story was with the actual cat. Was the cat one of the dead kid's spirit or something? Or
no, bury the cat and it comes back, but it's not your cat. It's an evil cat.
Yes.
So they did the same thing with the kid.
Actually, I remember going to rewatch the original there not too long ago and then just getting a flashback and thinking, no.
Also, if you were listening to yesterday's podcast, you would have heard us talk about the Netflix TV show Love, Sex and Robots, and I watched the one you recommended.
Oh, yeah?
That was shite.
Ah, stop.
No, it was very good. Yeah, they should make a movie out of that one.
That's what I said.
They should definitely make a movie out of that one. There's werewolves in the army in Afghanistan, and it's like acceptable, but it's also quite interesting. Yeah, they definitely should make a movie out of that. You should watch it as well on Netflix.
Yeah. Another thing I'm watching on Netflix, this is turning into
Netflix.
This is not an ad.
No.
Is a...
Screw Netflix. There you go. Look, now you know it's not an ad.
I'm vibrating all over the place. I'm not being distracted. Suze keeps putting things into our Slack group, which is how we communicate to each other during the show.
He's not easily distracted. Liz.
No, not at all. The Order on Netflix. Okay, so... You like werewolves? It's got witches in it, and the Order is kind of the witchcraft part. Then there's the knights of the whatever they are, who are the werewolves. It's a bit
Underworld.
It's a bit soft. It's a lot softer than Underworld.
Oh, good luck.
It's a bit Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but more gruesome.
Okay, maybe.
I'd give it a go. It's actually not bad. I'm binging on it.
Okay, well, binge on that and then listen to The Big Breakfast. It's on the radio, which is the thing that was invented a long time ago, and we're still on it. Have a lovely day.
Peace. Subscribe.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Counting down. It's D-Day. It's happening. Weird sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's from the 24 show. Remember that 24?
I watched the first day of it and then I was like, oh, I can't deal.
It's D-Day because it's a house inspection day.
Oh, cool. I thought you were getting down to Game of Thrones.
No.
This is another week and a half away.
We'll talk about that later. But yeah, it's been a year, 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, which is mad that I've been in that gaff. And hey, they haven't kicked me out. So he's coming over today to inspect the house, make sure that in the past year we have not put a hole in the ground and knocked a wall through to make lovely kitchens all nice, they all plan. Little island. I'm concerned.
What are you concerned about?
I can't say on the radio, can I?
Oh.
Because, you know, this maybe things you might like. But what I've done is, right, and here's a bit of a tip if you're renting, as I've done this many a time. So when the landlord calls over, what you normally do is you clean the house and you make sure it's looking lovely. Looking like it was when you moved in.
Yeah.
So that it creates a really good impression with the landlords. Oh, obviously these people are very clean. And grant, yeah, pay the rent. Don't do that. That is a trick. What you need to do is 2 or 3 days before the landlord comes, you clean the gaff. And then you leave it. And let it get lived in a little bit. put an old cup somewhere.
So you don't have the marks of the vacuum cleaner on the carpet.
Oh, defo.
There's
big no-no.
Footprints.
Yeah. Okay. So you just let it be normal-ish. So then when he comes in, he'll come into a normal house, what he maybe his house looks like, or when, I don't know, when he's going visiting friends, and he won't be freaked out that, you know, this is, like, if you come into a sparkling clean house, there's no way that's maintainable with kids and stuff and people. So just don't overdo it, and you'll be a normal tenant. And he won't be suspicious. So that's what I've done.
And if you let them know that you've subletted all the other rooms in the house?
No, because that's... Damn it, mate. They were just staying for the year.
They're my cousins from Portugal.
Best of luck. I really hope you don't end up on the street.
I'll let you know what happens tomorrow.
It's Mumford & Sons. I will wait. It's 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
98 FM's.
Halsey, without me on 98 FM, it's 6:23. Good morning. How's it going? Nature.
It's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Sometimes.
Elizabeth has asked me to tell you a story.
Oh, okay.
She goes, did you tell Luke about what happened at the zoo? And I'm like, no, I haven't yet. Why? She goes, but it was hilarious. She said it's a real example of how not to annoy a woman.
Wow, Elizabeth is 11?
She'd be 11 in May, so yeah.
In a bit.
So, we got to the chimpanzees, and there was one...
Did you go to the zoo again? Or is this the same zoo trip where you had the water pack on your
back?
No,
this is, we went to the zoo again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very quick, going to the zoo times.
That's the advantages of getting one of those annual passes. You'll go and use it all the time instead of just getting it and not bothering.
So the chimps.
The chimps. All right. So there was one chimp, and she was looking for attention from one of the male chimps.
Oh.
And it was so funny. She kept reaching out her hand, and he kept rejecting her.
Oh.
And she'd walk along and kept reaching out, and he kept on moving along, kept reaching out. Eventually, he went up to where she was. She reached out, and they hugged.
Oh,
it was so sweet. It was really, really sweet. And then suddenly, when they hugged, obviously his girlfriend lost the plot.
Oh, no.
All right, so she starts screaming at your man, going absolutely, excuse the pun, bananas, losing the plot with him, okay? So it was like a case of like, you dirty little bastard, screaming at the chimpanzee. And the amount's like, oh, here, I'm out of here, climbs to the highest point of the tree.
How you do?
And she's down at the bottom of this tree, swinging the rope, shouting at him with that kind of like, where is it?
Oh, for God's sake.
And then it suddenly goes quiet because she calms down for a second. And the only person that could be heard from about 100 people looking at this is Elizabeth going, that's what happens forever a woman scorned.
I'd love that. I'd love to know what they were actually saying. You know what? You told me she was only on Instagram. You weren't actually ever going to meet her.
Which thumb were you swiping with?
Monkeys, man. They're weird, aren't they?
Oh, fantastic. Caroline's on the way. Here's Madison Avenue. Don't Call Me Baby on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, tell Elizabeth. Thank you.
Oh, no problems.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
How's your almost? It's 98FM at 6:38. Good morning.
Good morning. Suzanne is a producer here on 98FM. Also a, was it game master or game?
Quiz master.
Quiz, that's the one.
Thank oh, yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's your fault.
It is my fault, yeah. I'm making everyone play this game with me this morning just because I love it so much. So it is the last note guessing game. It is Wednesday. We do it every week. I've taken the last note of a song and you're going to tell me what the song is.
Cool. That's way too easy. I don't even want to play it again because he'll get it.
Cooper wants to hear it again.
I think it's hot in here, but it's just, I didn't hear it isolated.
Oh.
It's getting hot in here. Just take off all my clothes.
I think my butt getting big. Oh. It's getting hot in here. So take off all your
Not fair. But it's, that's how you do it.
That's it. It's easy as that.
This is a little bit more difficult now. Like, I didn't know this at all. And I still don't really know the song.
See, you're getting way more bang for your buck there. It's about 2 seconds longer than the other one.
It is too soon. You're right. Bang on book.
Did we not just play that? Is that Hosier?
Actually, it does. Well, let's have a listen to the end of Hosier.
Yeah.
0877 98 98 98. Do me a favour and try and identify that song. It's a difficult one, but if you get it right, we'll play it and we'll give you IMC movie passes. Sort you out for the weekend. Be nice.
Prayer and C from Lilywood. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Lilywood, Prayer and C on 98FM. It's 6:43.
That sounds like a door, doesn't it? Hello. It's difficult. It's definitely a difficult one. Oh. Very Hosier-y.
Easy. All the guesses are Hosier.
Yeah.
I think it's because we said it.
It could have been. Paolo says, "Does it take me to church?" by Hosier. It isn't. Peter says, "Hi guys, loving the show." I actually don't know what that song is, but still loving the game. Thank you, Peter. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I can honestly say that no one has got it right. It's too difficult.
It's a shame because it's an absolute banger of a tune.
Do you think?
I love this song. Because it's a proper kind of like, really should be summertime now, but it's not. But sure, let's sing about it. It's Kid Rock, All Summer Long.
Duh.
Yes. Love this tune. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
On the way, just after this, right, we want to know if there was a moment that your kid freaked out uncontrollably over something so, so small, like maybe they forgot their cape. 0877 98 98 98.
It's Zara Larsson, Room of Life for 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Zara Larsson, Roomy Life on 98FM. It's 7:45 on the Big Breakfast.
I forgot my spoon.
You'll hear that all the time. It always happens in Duns. I see kids on the ground freaking out like,
my runners are the same colour.
They are the same colour.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. But kids sometimes, because they're experimenting with emotions and stuff and what makes sense and what doesn't, they just kind of just go all out.
Yeah, R2 used to have meltdowns leaving the house because they could feel their socks. I'm not leaving, I can feel the socks on my feet. The seam, the bit at the front, no! And they'd be kicking the shoes off. And
that's so weird.
The shoes go flying and they're like, I can't find my shoes and I can feel my socks.
Well, this was trending on Twitter last night and I can identify with so many of these. So Emily says, my 18-month-old daughter developed a hatred for all buttons on clothes. And if the buttons were merely decorative, all hell was released. So if they weren't actually functional, she freaked out and she's 18 months. So I want to hear from your kids or you, 0877 98 98 98. Does, you know, is it just a moment where it doesn't make sense but they still freak out? For instance, I don't know the name of the parent, but the picture has been sent in. My 5-year-old freaks out anytime she is told no. So every day is a challenge.
Now, we don't want you to, you know, test your children and record it and send it in, like, you know, take their cape or wand from them.
No.
We don't want to hear that audio. No, we don't want to hear children melting down at all. 0877 98 98 98 is the WhatsApp.
Yeah, keep them coming in. I want to come back to this because some of these are brilliant. I gave my 3-year-old daughter a cheese sandwich. I'd used the board previously to chop hot chilies. She's now 14 and still gives me an accusing look every time I go to make her something to eat. That's what we wanted. 0877 98 98 98.
98FM's Big Breakfast.
Shawn Mendes, treat you better on 98FM. It's 7:50. It's the Big Breakfast.
Kids. Hiyas. Your little brains are still developing, so you'll freak out over absolutely anything, which is totally fine. It's how we find boundaries. But we had asked you to send in some of the times that your kids have actually had one of those moments. One of them, meltdown, which again is healthy. If you keep things in, you know, it can manifest itself. So let it out. Go mad. You're a kid. It's fine.
My 3-year-old is pretty stubborn. He's usually pretty good to eat fruit and vegetables, but recently he's decided that he doesn't like what he calls dirty bananas.
Oh, I can identify already.
If there's the smallest of blemish, on the skin of the banana, yeah. He won't touch it.
Yeah.
Absolute bloody disaster.
No, he's right. They're gross. They are the devil's toenails.
So it's never going to change, because if Luke was like that as a child, yeah. And he's still like that as an adult, well, between you and producer Suze, you like your bananas just gone green to yellow.
Yeah, and cut off the two ends. Morning, guys. I worked as a preschool teacher and I could write a book on random outbursts. One that stands out to me was we were getting ready for the garden and putting our coats on. One boy couldn't find his coat and had a complete meltdown. Eventually, when everyone had coats on, we found his brand new coat, but he refused to accept that it was his coat and had another meltdown way worse than the first. Then to add to the situation, this child had no English whatsoever, so he didn't know what was wrong, but I love my job.
My 5-year-old daughter freaks out over any wrinkles in her duvet. She starts screaming, "It's all scribbly now!" I can get that though. Nothing worse than a wrinkly old duvet that is all scribbly.
We got another one in here, the WhatsApp audio.
My mum and my brother, older brother and sister, used to sing the song Will You Wall You to me. You know, the one that was an old woman and she lived in the shoe. Until I cried. And still to this day, 30 years of age, it still freaks me out.
There wasn't an old woman who lived in a shoe. A willow, Sorry. My son goes crazy if I don't take the scenic route home from Hoth every day. To be fair, though, it is lovely.
98FM's Big Breakfast. Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM. 5 questions. €500. It's time to play 98FM's Greedy Guts.
Playing this morning on our way to work. Works in transport. It's Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christine. How are you? Yeah.
I'm good, thanks. Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. When you work in transport, what exactly do you do?
I plan drivers and arrange collections and deliveries and that sort of thing.
Oh, wow, okay. And do you have to do that at home as well?
No, thank God.
Good. You're like, I'm off work now, leave me alone.
Exactly, my brain has stopped working, thank you.
Okay. Do you know the rules for Greedy Guts?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so everyone together, you ready?
Yep.
Five questions, €500. Get one wrong,
and you're gone.
Yes. You did it.
Okay, here we go. Yeah.
€25.
Now, get serious now, Christine Sotos. Which singers had albums called 19, 21 and 25?
Adele.
I actually would have said Taylor Swift, but
Adele is right.
Well done, because it's correct.
You got €25. What you want to do? Take that cash or move on for question two, which is €50.
I'll keep going.
Okay.
€50.
Which of these is a new superhero movie? Hey Presto, Shazam, or Abracababra?
Shazam.
Stop.
Well done, €50 all yours. If you go for question three and get it right, you get €100. What you want to do?
I'll keep going, yeah.
Okay. €100.
Christina, are you all there on your lonesome?
I am, unfortunately.
Oh, poor thing. But I'll try and help you out here, but this is a pretty weird question.
Okay.
Or is it? Who did Holla Willoughby replace on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here for their last series?
Aunt McFarlane.
Aunt McPartlin?
Partlin, sorry, yeah.
That's Seth MacFarlane you're thinking of. But you got it right, yes.
That's a really difficult one. I would have said Deck.
Yeah, who knows who's who?
Straight away.
They changed them.
It's like us. Well done, you got €100. What do you want to do now?
I'll keep going.
Oh my God, sure? Are you positive, Christine?
Yes.
Okay.
€250.
Is this what happens in your brain when you're listening normally? You're like, no, keep going.
Yeah, you have to keep going.
Okay, all right. Like the question five a couple of days ago was who is the Canadian Prime Minister? And like that is so easy, isn't it?
No.
Justin Trudeau.
You know it when somebody tells you, but when you're on the spot, it's very hard to think of.
You're right. No, you're totally right, Christine. For €250, we're talking to Christine. She works in transport. She's from Meath and she's on her way to work. She does not do transporty things when she gets home because she's off.
Exactly.
Doesn't move. She sits in a chair and watches TV all day.
Well, it's not that bad, but close.
A rocking chair. Okay. For €250, Clean Bandit are headlining which Irish festival this summer? EP, C Sessions, or All Together Now?
Oh, God.
I could eliminate one for you.
Yeah, can you?
All Together Now. So it's either EP or C Sessions.
I'm going to go EP.
It's C-Sessions.
Oh no.
I'm so sorry. That's okay.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, it's flipping C-Sessions. Who knew? Huh? Thank you so much for playing, though.
No problem. Thank you very much.
You can watch this back on Instagram Live now if you want. You'll see my face drop 50 inches after you got it wrong.
Oh, no. And I wouldn't mind. I'm thinking they're too big for C-Sessions.
That's true. It's very, very true.
Not at all. C-Sessions is a savage festival.
Have a great
it is now, in fairness.
L day, Christine. Fair play to you.
Thanks very much. 98 FM's.
Ali Moore is Troublemaker. It's 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. The time right now, it's 8:15 on Wednesday morning.
The time when we're supposed to be chatting to Mr. Ali Moore. And I actually think for the first time ever doing a live interview, we are ready to go right now. So I push this button, we're chatting Ali Moore. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Ali! Moore!
Yeah! Ali, how you doing?
I thought you were going to do a Westlife on us. Wait, and keep us talking
tell
for
me
hours.
Just a second. Let me tell you, just for a second, you panicked a little bit, didn't you?
I so panicked. Damn you, Ollie. This is already one of my favourite interviews of all time. So Mr. Ollie Murray's 18 million albums sold. He's got 6 studio albums. The last one was called You Know I Know. He is, of course, from The X Factor, was a contestant, then went on to be a host of The Extra Factor, was working on The Voice, is doing it again. The finalist this Saturday. Welcome to The Big Breakfast.
Good to be here.
Ollie, can I ask you a question about being on The Voice as one of the judges now with Jennifer and Tom? Is it true that you tried to set up a bit of a WhatsApp group?
Yeah, I did. I tried to put a WhatsApp group together, but then I realised that Sir Tom isn't on WhatsApp, nor is Jennifer, and nor is Will. So currently I'm trying to convince, I've invited him about 80 times, but it's just me at the moment.
I think I'd be proud to have a WhatsApp group where Tom Jones leaves.
Tom Jones. I know, but I'd be thinking, like, why is Jennifer and Will not even on WhatsApp? I just don't get it, so...
That's what happens. You get that famous.
They're just not with it, so.
Well, Ollie, you are coming to Dublin. The All the Hits Tour extra tickets go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. So it's on May the 1st, 21-day tour around Ireland and the UK. Dublin 3 Arena, 13th of May, the day before your birthday. No way.
I know. Can you believe it?
You're going to be wrecked.
It's going to be carnage.
It's
going to be carnage. I apologise for anyone who's in the vicinity around that area on my birthday. I'm probably going to be all over the place. It'll be good. It'll be worth every minute.
Have you ever done a show on your birthday?
I have actually. I think off the top of my head, I couldn't remember, but obviously because it was my birthday, I was probably a little bit drunk.
Drinking responsibly.
No, because do they bring out cake to you on stage or anything like halfway during your songs?
Yeah, they do actually. It's been really lovely over the years when we have been on tour. There's been a few occasions where I've been doing shows and the crew and the band will put something together for me, which is great. So, no, it's gonna be a lot of fun actually. I'm looking forward, especially being in Ireland. You know, it's gonna be a really great time to be over there because I've got a lot of friends over there as well. So it'd be a right laugh and.
Defo.
You know, I'm sure it'd be a lot of fun with the fans as well, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's really nice to talk to you. For one big reason for me, I remember when you were doing the X Factor and they played the little video, the VT of you, the little kind of backstory about how you worked in a call center, and then you just sort of came across as a really nice dude. You started dancing for no reason. It was really entertaining, and now you seem to be exactly the same. Like I you know what I mean? Is that on purpose?
I think not to take it too seriously, this conversation, but no, I think for me, I came into this at 25 years of age. I think I had the, I mean, I still go out and party and do stupid things, but I think I did all that really before I started to take my career seriously and decided, like, you know what, I need to actually do something with my life. And so I think coming into this, I just enjoy it. I'm very lucky to be where I am, and that's all credit to everyone that picked up the phone and voted for me, all the support, and that isn't just here in the UK, that's obviously in Ireland as well. The support's been unbelievable. Every time I come over there, it's been great. And so for me, it's been easy. I'm living the dream. I'm enjoying myself. So,
oh, I love that.
You know, that's what it comes down to. Just just being lucky. You know, knowing that I'm lucky to be in the position that I'm in, and I appreciate it as well.
Oh, Ollie Murs, so nice. Extra tickets go on sale this Friday. Ollie Murs, 3 Arena, the day before his birthday. So remember, bring these big signs. They have to come. Yes, yeah. you have to come.
It's my birthday.
Yeah, definitely.
They have to come. It's my birthday. It'll be a fun night. It'll be a really good night.
Ollie Murs, if you're in town, you want to come in to us, you can always come in for a cup of tea.
Mate, I tell you what, if you're on air the morning after my birthday, then that could be an interesting interview. Let's do it.
All right, see you, man.
Come to my hotel. We come and do it live in my hotel room.
Dude, that's what you tell all the ladies. Yeah, like, go on. Ollie Murs, oh, see you, wow. Pal.
I'll see you soon. Right, take care. Bye. 98 FM's.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved. Lewis Capaldi, someone you loved on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Cooper and Luke. Good morning.
Fiona just WhatsApped us in. Someone put that screeching man out of his misery. You leave Lewis Capaldi alone. We have a particular fondness for that man, as his Instagram stories are the best that are currently out there. Nobody else is doing as funny Instagrams as this guy. So just to recap for those of you at the back, he is 5 weeks at number one in England.
Mm-hmm.
Massively huge. Supported picture. This is 3 Arena. I saw the videos. Everybody knew all the words. It was incredible. Wow. He's also absolutely hilarious. He's like Calvin Harris before Calvin Harris was good looking. Really funny. You can't have both, apparently. So he put this up on his Instagram yesterday. I think it might be still there if you want to have a look at the full thing. We've edited it down and we've censored it because he's Scottish and he curses all the time.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so he's in a very fancy hotel. It's in the Hollywood, right next to the Walk of Fame. Not to be confused with the Walk of Shame, but the Walk of Fame. And he's had a problem with his toilet.
I've got to my hotel last night, right? I've went for a shit, and be honest with you, and I'm sorry, I always talk about going to the toilet, right, but this is an emergency. I've done one. I used the toilet last night. Okay, I've used the toilet. It won't flush. It's stuck. It's stuck there, and I'm like, right, where's the toilet brush? There's no f***ing toilet brush.
So very relatable.
Yes.
Fancy hotels don't really have toilet brushes.
No, they don't. They're usually self-cleaning, aren't they?
Yeah, they vibrate. So he's got someone coming over, and it's not going to go well for him.
I've got someone coming here to put makeup on my face later on. I think it's a lady, and she's going to come in here, and she's going to go, can I use a bathroom? And I'll go, no. And she'll go in, and she'll see a big pile of dirty toilet paper. And I'll have to say, no, listen, I saw it, and she'll run out the door screaming.
Dutty. It's funny. It's like Billy Connolly, isn't it? He's half as funny because of his accent. So he does what any man would do, I suppose. Instead of ringing reception, he goes out to find a plunger.
That's my record label. They've got no idea what I'm doing. Excuse me. Do you guys sell toilet brushes?
Yes. They'll be on aisle 8.
Cool. I've had a number one song for 5 weeks in the UK. Come to America and it all changes.
Yes, Lewis. He would have had teams of people try and tell him, you know, you have to, you can't say that. You have to build an image. We have to sell records.
The image is now a Scottish man on his knees with a toilet plunger in a hotel in Hollywood. Brilliant. 98 FM's.
Big Breakfast. The 9:15 Mystery Machine. 98 FM.
Always fun doing this because, well, we already know what's going to happen. Kind of like Suze's One More Tune. Closer to 10 o'clock, she tells the story. We don't know what's going to be told. It's nice to just chill out for a second.
Yeah.
So, do you know what? I'm going to flip and have a go at this thing here now. I'm going to come over here. And I know you said not to.
Careful.
Yeah, I'm doing that. We now speak Americano. Push button. Aisling. Hello, Aisling.
Hi, it's Alison.
Oh, Alison, sorry. The mystery machine said Aisling on my little thing here. Sorry. How are you?
I'm good, yeah.
You are going to play, apparently. We now speak Americano. Hey! Have you ever been to America?
No.
Okay, well, you should. It's good. It's good fun. The food is amazing.
It's lots of it.
Yeah. Well, the mystery machine, right, has just spat a lot of words out, and you have to tell me what they call them here. So I'll give you the American version, and you've got to tell me what the Irish version is. And you're playing against Mr. Stephen Cooper.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. Welcome back.
Thanks very much.
There you go, Neil. I'll give you an example. For instance, in America, they would say resume.
Yeah.
What would they say over here?
CV.
Ah, you see, great. But you two of you's got to be quicker than that. Or else
right. Oh, yeah, okay. I have to beat him.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The whole
right,
name of the game.
Game's on now.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Cell phone.
Mobile phone.
Ooh, I would actually say Alison got that.
Okay. Me too.
trash can.
Garbage.
Oh, Alison got it too.
I called it garbage.
You did. Which is even more American. High school.
Secondary school.
Oh, Cooper. Alison, come on, girl.
Sorry.
The elevator.
Lift.
Ooh, can I get a judge's adjudication on that, please? Suzanne Brennan.
Cooper.
Oh, she's coming in. She's coming. Cooper. All right, Cooper. There you go.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, Suzanne is not on your side. Zip code.
Air code.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah. Sweater.
Jumper.
Ooh.
Organzy.
Yeah. Fanny pack.
Bum bag.
Alison, you gotta breathe before I say it. I can hear you go. Okay, ready? Gas.
Petrol.
Oh.
I gave her a gap. I gave the gap.
Don't be giving her a gap now. You gotta. What's the score at the moment, Mr.?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6-2 to me.
Okay, come on. Come on, Alison. All right, you ready? Chips.
Fries.
That's
it. Should be the way around. Yeah, it should be French fries.
Actually, we'll just omit that one.
Oh, crisps.
Yeah,
okay.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
Cookie.
Biscuit.
Yes.
Technically, that's not right.
Don't you question the mystery machine, Stephen
sorry,
Cooper?
Mystery machine. Sorry,
it's here in front of me.
Yeah, okay.
Zucchini.
Aubergine.
No.
Oh no!
Quick, Alice. Begins with a C.
Cucumber.
No, begins with a C,
no,
Alison. Come on.
I know it is. Wait.
A bleeding courgette.
Aubergine. I know it's one of them wonky ones.
Wonky ones.
Yeah, nothing worse than a wonky aubergine.
I tell you what, right? We're going to reset everything to zero, okay? And I'm going to give you three final bits. And we'll see who's the best of three.
Okay.
Right, Alison?
Okay. Best of luck, Alison.
Best of luck, okay.
Right, here we go.
Trunk.
Boot.
Cooper.
I'm just trying.
Soccer.
Football.
Oh, hey, Alison. It's the final one. Okay. Now, just so he doesn't look at me screen here. Scotch tape.
Cell tape.
Yeah! Yeah.
Well done, Alison.
Thank you.
Oh my God, me heart. You've just won IMC movie passes. You can bring whoever you like to the cinema on us.
Oh, lovely.
There you go.
Brilliant.
Don't you mean the movies?
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alison. Have a lovely day.
No problem. You too.
Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
On.
Cooper and Luke with 98FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98FM.
Producer on the show is also an on-air personality. At her own request, it is our very own Suzanne
Brennan.
That is
not on my own request.
You're talking
you're
now.
You're forcing me to do this.
No, you're speaking.
You said, what will we do for the last 20 minutes of the show? Get on air, tell a story.
And your email signature says producer and talent.
On-air talent, yeah. On-air talent.
It does not. Do not believe them. And I'm here for One More Tune, which is the segment of the show where I tell a story and all I ask in return, it's a fair swap. I just want a good song suggestion at the end.
Okay.
So I'm going to bring you to France this morning.
Okay.
Along the coastline, there's been a mystery plaguing the people in France for the last 30 years. Now, something's washing up on their ocean, on their beaches.
Tourists.
What are they all doing here? It is Garfield phones.
What?
Do you remember Garfield phones? They're plastic phones and they're shaped in the shape of the cartoon character Garfield. Quite popular in the 80s. There's a certain TV show that has a Garfield phone in it, if anyone can remember. But they were very popular when Garfield was huge. And these phones, the handset, the little curly wire attached to it, they're all washing up and they have absolutely no idea where they're coming from. No one has said that they've lost Garfield phones. No one has said, we dropped them in the ocean, have fun finding them. Until now, just last month, they finally solved the mystery.
Da, da, da.
This happened before. Well, I think. Well, actually, let's see if it did happen. Go ahead. I don't know what happens here.
Well, they went along the coastline and in a cave that's inaccessible most of the day. Only for about an hour or two each day can you access this cave. So it's very dangerous to actually go into it. They found a shipping container.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Brilliant.
That had obviously fallen off the back of a ship, probably in rough seas, and had ended up being lodged into this cave. No way of coming out. But it was seeping all its contents into the ocean.
Ew.
So every couple of days, people along that coastline in France were finding these Garfield phones washed up. All because of that.
Same thing happened with the yellow duckies.
The yellow
container
duckies.
Fell out and you have in your bath.
Yeah.
And they found them. They found them in various places along the continent, whatever the thing is. What's that called?
The coast.
No, like, you know when they follow a stream.
Gulf Stream?
The drift.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. It's like they escaped just to get back in the ocean. They're like a little army of ducks trying to break through.
There was a container, though, that came off the coast of Britain as well, and there was like motorbikes and cars and like trainers and everything. Like, they went mad. It
happens all the time, Suze.
Yeah.
It does. So my song suggestion is Ocean Drive, Duke Dumont.
FM's Big Breakfast.
Nice. I'm
happy with that song anyway.
Nice, yeah. What song do you want us to play? You can text 0877 98 98 98.
You only got about 10 minutes. We'll play some Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus next on 98 FM. It's 20 to 10.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size.
98 FM. Hi, go. Stay on 98 FM. It's 9:49.
The one more tune, widely considered one of the best parts of 98 FM's Big Breakfast by Suzanne.
Widely considered by me, yes. Yeah. I was telling you this morning about the mystery of loads of Garfield phones which have been washing up on the coastline in France. And 30 years it's been going on. Tourists have been finding these phones, which is kind of cool. They're collectibles. But they realised it was a shipping container was lodged in a cave and for 30 years was spreading them into the ocean.
What have the French been doing that they haven't been exploring the caves?
I don't know.
Because we do a lot of that here. Go around looking at caves and stuff.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Maybe they didn't delve into it. Ewan says, great story, Suze. How about cool for cats?
And David Crockett rides around and says it's cool for cats.
It's cool for cats.
It's a great song. Like it. Like it. What about who am I having to get the name right? Our WhatsApp is broken, by the way, so if you WhatsApped in, I'm very sorry, but you should be back to normal tomorrow. Leona from Meath, you say, how about Pure Shores? Yeah. Personally, I would like to hear that, but I've been outvoted because we've gotten a better one.
Yeah, Darren reckons Nell and Kane.
Yeah, let's go to the beach.
Beach ball.
Okay, mate, I take it back. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Gatecrasher Classics album is on this. It's very good.
Absolute tune. It's 98 FM. It's one more tune.
Cooper and Luke with 98 FM's Big Breakfast Bite Size. 98 FM.